You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. Melissa Zosky here, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Business Mentor. Oh my gosh, so today I've been really thinking a lot about price points because I've had clients and peers come to me and ask me about what they should charge for their products or programs or services. And that can mean one-to-one sessions, it can mean mastermind programs, whatever that is for you. And you know, it's something that's pretty, it can be really hard because you know, you want to charge what you're worth, but you also want to make sure that you can be able to help anybody that wants your services. And that could be a little difficult because a lot of times it could be a very low price point if your ideal clientele don't have the money to pay for your services or you don't think they do. It can be really hard. It can really pull at your heartstrings because you want to make sure that you're affordable, but you also want to make sure that you're, you know, earning the right amount of money so that you can continue your own energetic growth as well as learning new things for your business or maybe, you know, hitting different conferences. And you have to have money to be able to get that education. So in order for you to be able to be of more help to your clients, you need to make money. So I wanted to talk about how the root chakra can really get in the way of you earning your fullest potential and really scare you off of actually charging specific prices for your programs and services. So, you know, a lot of times we think of these energy systems and all the chakra systems as being, oh, more of the spiritual side. But every one of your chakras is related to everything in your body, mind, and spirit. So it's related to your finances, it's related to your program, it's related to your health, your relationships, all of it. So I want you to really pay attention to that. So I wanted to talk about the root chakra today because it's really important to have that balanced and activated in order for you to really hook up and really grab a hold of what your energetic price point should be, especially if you're just starting out. Or maybe you're up-leveling, maybe you already have a program, and you have, you've been charging the same amount forever and you're really ready to go to that next level, but something keeps holding you back. Well, I would say start at your root. Look at your root chakra and how you're grounded and what kind of energy you are getting from that area. If it's not balanced, you could be getting a lot of mixed signals, okay? So this is something that I've struggled with myself. You know, I used to have like for an hour session, I charged $47 and I even gave a ton of my sessions away for free. And what I found out was those people didn't have enough skin in the game and they really didn't do the work for the most part. Every now and then I'd have somebody that would, but for the most part, those people that I gave my services away to, I would talk to 2 weeks later. And they hadn't done anything that I suggested. They had not done the MP3s that I created for them. And it became very frustrating for me. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't the occasional person, but I'm saying probably 90% of the time, those people didn't give it value because I didn't give it value, okay? And so what I found out was one of the chakras that I had that was really contributing to this was my root chakra. And I wasn't feeling grounded. I was kind of all up in the air, all over the place. And when you feel grounded and solid and you have a good foundation, your services and programs and products have a true value feeling. And with that, you will charge a premium price, okay? And you know what? When you look at, if you do feel guilty, just a little side note, if you do feel a little guilt, make sure that you have a lot of free content, like a lot of free opt-ins and a lot of free PDFs and things that you can help those people that can't afford to pay for your services, because if you put enough free content out there, not only does it help you build your list, but it really helps them to help themselves. And if they really are dedicated, they will use that free content and actually help themselves release and balance in all their energy centers, okay? So I want, when the root chakra is out of whack, one of the things that you may be feeling is constantly insecure. If you're feeling like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can actually create this program. I don't know if I can really, give them the help they need. I don't know if I should be charging for this service. Maybe I should be cheaper. There's all sorts of insecurities that come into play there. So really paying attention to that insecurity feeling. And a lot of times what we do is we tie it to just our programs and services. So these things are always connected, guys. When you are feeling insecure in your business, it's not just about your business, okay? It's about your life. If you feel insecure in life in general, if you feel insecure about relationships, like you're meeting somebody for the first time and you're really feeling insecure about your looks even, that could have a direct correlation to why your business isn't working as well. Because when you work on one thing, you work on everything, okay? So once you balance that out, you notice that a lot of different areas of insecurity start to really balance out and kind of flow with ease, okay? When you look at this, your price points, what you charge, and even in your sales calls, so you're having a sales call and you're starting to feel insecure about talking about the price at the end of the call, that is a sure sign that your root chakra is gone wonkers, okay? And maybe it's been in wonkers for a long time and you just haven't noticed it. But if you go on a sales call and it really makes you feel insecure and you feel unsettled and you don't want to do the sales call because it just makes you feel ewy, that is a sign that you are really struggling there. So look at those as gold nuggets of information. Just look at it as like, this is interesting. I'm feeling really weird about getting on this call with this person. And ask yourself why. And you probably will start noticing different areas of your life where you felt those similar feelings that aren't even related to getting on a sales call, okay? It could be a tryout for volleyball. It could be a school play. It could be just meeting with your teacher because you felt like she wanted to talk to you possibly because she wanted to tell you how great you were doing, but immediately you thought something was wrong and you had done something wrong. Those are signs that you have early memories that are related to your insecurities around this, okay? The other thing is, so you have your business, you're running it, you're going, you have a lot of content, you have some programs, you have one-to-one services, but you keep making new content. You keep coming up with more programs or services. You keep looking for more things to get educated in. That's another sign that your root chakra is out of whack, okay? Because you already have enough right now. You don't need to keep making new programs. When you do that, it's a form of self-sabotage. You're actually finding ways to not put yourself out there and be visible and be seen and give yourself that credit that you need to keep going. Because if you're constantly making new content, you're actually burying yourself deeper into insecurities. Okay, if you have a product or a service or even something that you know you can do, you don't even have to put it down on paper. You can just reach out to people and say, hey, I would love to work with you on this. If you're struggling with this, XYZ, let's see if we are a good fit and let's have a chat about this. That's all you need to do. And then you can create a program or service based on that first, the first run. I call it that beta run. So you have a beta run for your service or your program. You have a few people in it. You really connect with them. It's a great thing. And then you can create your program and put it in a membership site or make more PDFs or whatever once you find out how it runs, okay? So you already have enough right now. Don't be looking to make new content or new products or new services because that is a form of self-sabotage, okay? So I always liked, that's one of the things that I'm a pro at that because I really did that myself. I constantly had new programs and products and ideas. And now, as a side note for that, as an entrepreneur, you're always going to have that creative flow going. And it's just a matter of writing it down, keeping it somewhere so that when you're ready to actually make it into a program or service, that the right time will come, okay? But if you are constantly in that mode of creation and you're not out there putting yourself out there, that's when you need to take a look at it, okay? But as an entrepreneur and a spiritual entrepreneur at that, you're going to constantly be hit with downloads. You're going to be getting new ideas because that's who you are. But you have to be earning money at the same time, okay? If you're constantly finding ways to not up-level and earn money and survive, basically, and what I like to do is more than survive. Surviving is no fun. You want to more than survive. You want to be abundant in all layers of your life and all levels of your life, business, relationships, health, all of it, okay? So make sure you're paying attention to that. So if you are constantly putting yourself in that, you know, out there in that way of creating content and looking for excuses and just always, you know, finding that you, whether it's pricing your programs or that you don't have a membership site set up or whatever the excuse is, if you're constantly doing that, you will hit burnout eventually. Also, if you're always out there building a foundation, so, and it's good to build a foundation like social media, getting out there, doing live streams, reaching out to others, doing shares to pages. You have a business page, you want to build it up. If you're always focusing on the likes instead of focusing on really what you're there for, that is another form of self-sabotage. Look for all those sneaky things, okay? Because when you're constantly putting yourself out there just to build a foundation, but you're not really building the house on the foundation, right? Somewhere where you can live at eventually, then you're going to reach burnout. It's almost guaranteed that you will hit burnout. You'll be in stress mode. Your body will shut down. And I've been here. I've been there many times. So I know how that feels. And there's got to be a point where you can actually take that leap of faith. And what I was telling somebody earlier is when you're looking at price points, just a little side note again, when you're looking at your price point, I always call it the energetic price point for your programs and services. I always like to look at it where it feels exciting, but a little scary. You don't want to stretch yourself a little bit beyond what you're comfortable with. And then you know you've hit your energetic price point. That's the point that you want to actually be charging at, okay? The other thing is when you're running something for the first time, always making it like a beta pricing so that you tell people this is the first time I've run this program. There's going to be a lot of great value. It's really low price right now, and it's only going to be at this price this one time. So it's going to be going up. So if you want to get in on this deal, do it now. And that really gets people really interested and excited. And you're excited too, because you know that as you're doing this, you're actually working out all the bugs. You're maybe giving them more value than you ever intended, but it's okay because you know that you're really kind of laying that foundation for this program and showing you what those people want. So when you go into it, you haven't created it all already, all right? They call it a seed launch. When you go into it and you haven't created it already, you're seeing what your people want, and then you're creating the program as you go. And it actually creates a much richer program than making it all up ahead of time. And then people get in there and they go, this is not really what I need. This is not what I want. A seed launch really does connect to your ideal clients and really does help them really to create the programs that they really, or the services that they want. Where do they need help? What do they need to learn more of? Where could they handle more balance in their lives or their business or their relationships, whatever you're trying to teach them? So one of the other signs that you are kind of getting off track is you, like I said, you're always making that content, but you also never get out of that stuck or sluggish mode and you have no drive. Like you get up and you just don't want to do any of the things that you know you need to do, or things that you need to do to get ahead in your business or other areas of your life, right? If you are feeling like you aren't good enough, that's another sign that your root chakra is really out of whack. And this affects your drive to achieve what you want in life on all levels. So if you are just having that feeling of, I'm not good enough, or maybe you have someone in your life, someone that's been very, influential in your life, that it could be your father, it could be your mother, it could be a relative or a family friend, or even a peer that has always made you feel like you are less than or not good enough, then that can really affect your root chakra. And over time, it causes a lot of imbalances and damage. So taking a look at that and how that relates to your life, your business, your relationship is always key in helping you move forward. Now, I always work on, and we're working on the root chakra, but I always work on the root cause. So the root chakra may be out of balance for you. So I'm always looking for those early memories from, like I said, influential people, your parents, your grandparents, whoever was in your life that created a lot of influence for you. I'm always looking at what they said, how it made you feel, what area did it affect you on. So on the root, again, not being good enough, not feeling valuable, not feeling like you have a lot to give or offer. Those are things that can really affect your root chakra. And also the inherited things. So we inherit more than hair and eye color, guys. We inherit these memories, these beliefs, these things that go back many generations. I just worked on a client this morning and found something 12 generations back. So it's unlimited how far it can go back, because every one of our cells were created from another person's cells, right? And with those cells, we have them encoded with memories into that DNA. And with whatever we have in our life that we go through, it actually builds on that. So if you have really good parents and you have a really good upbringing and you are born with this, like say from great, great, great grandma, you're born with some negative, but you have really strong parents, really good values, and they're really nurturing you, that those memories and beliefs from that great, great grandmother will never get switched on. So you feel confident, your root chakra is in balance, and all your other chakras are working great as well, and all that your other energy systems are as well. But maybe you give birth to a daughter or son later on, they still inherited great, great grandmother's DNA, right? And that person went through some trauma in their life. Maybe it's related to you. Maybe it's related to some situations that happened. They could switch on that. They could flip on that switch from great, great grandma. And that's created the problem with their being imbalanced as well. So when we work on any of those early memories, it's really helpful in clearing out that energy, which then you can go through the different energy systems, which I like to use the quantum key method. And I'll put that link in the comments below so that you guys can get the free training for that. But I use like the quantum key method to help balance out all the chakras and other energy acupoints of the body so that you can just balance and harmonize all these systems and really feel a difference in your life, your business, your relationships, your happiness, your health, all of it. And life feels so much easier when you have all that balanced. Anyway, I hope this has helped you guys. If you have any questions, please post them in the comments below and I'll get back to them when I get off the call. I'll get on there and type some through there. And I'll also, like I said, post the quantum key method tutorial so that you can learn how to do that. Also, if this has been helpful to you, please share it. I love, love, love when you share it to your personal page or your business pages, wherever you find that it'll be helpful. And sometimes you may not think other people go through this, but we all go through daily rebalancing of our energy systems. And it could be little events that happen in our life, it could be big ones, but whatever they are, it's good to always every day be balancing these systems out so that you can make life easier. Your cells are open and they're vibrant and they're alive instead of being in that fear closed state where they don't absorb nutrients. When they're open and they're free and they're stress-free and they're vibrant and glowing, all the nutrients that you're taking, all the exercise that you're getting, everything flows easier and into the cells. When you're in that fear mode and you're not balanced and you're not active, like all your energy systems are closed off, your cells are closed off. All those good nutrients, it bounce right off the cells. They just go right through your body. No fun, no good for your system. So remember, that's why when we are in stress states, our digestion shuts down. It's because everything is going to the fight or flight. It's going to how you can survive. We want you in that open state where everything is flowing with ease and grace, okay? You'll be much happier. Anyway, thanks for joining on the call and listening. I really appreciate you guys. Take care and have a great rest of the day. Bye. Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode? If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends. And finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.